Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about week 3 in the NCAA college football, our favorite, our world, it is Air Force Falcons versus the Wyoming Cowboys. And our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Football is finally back in full form. NCAA got a little bit of a head start with it, and now the NFL just had a crazy week one, and we are back in full swing of things, man. Football every week, Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can't get much better than this, man. And I'm excited to cover these two teams here with the Falcons and the Cowboys in the NCAA. It's going to be a great matchup.
Absolutely. And for all of our people watching from home or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. Your sharing of our show, 100 Yards of Football, with your friends, family, colleagues, neighbors, people who are walking down the street, people in the grocery store, people at the bank, maybe even people you don't know. When you walk up to them and just say, hey, are you listening to 100 Yards of Football? That's how we've been able to grow so much in the past few years. So thank you. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, Air Force and Wyoming, we are so grateful to be bringing these teams to you. The fan bases are amazing, and we want to know more about what's going to happen in this matchup. So tell us, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, let's talk about these teams. Let's talk about these Wyoming Cowboys first and foremost, what they did this past week. Got the win 33-10 over the Northern Colorado Bears, putting them at 2-1 now on the season. Quarterback Andrew Peasley went 19 of 30, 144 yards, a 4.8 average, no touchdowns, no interceptions, just kind of there to help set the tone. The running game, though, was really solid, 47 carries, 149 yards as a team collectively, and three scores. Titus Swin led the way with 15 carries for 76 yards. Behind him was McNeely, 14 carries for 48. Like I said, Swin really did a great job of those three touchdowns, helped get a big lead. And also for the receiving corps, like I said, not the most amount of yardage, but there were some a lot of guys who helped out with Weiland, Cobbs, and Christensen all getting five catches for no touchdowns, but they still were able to spread out the defense and get some good work in. As for the defense, really good, only allowed 10 points the whole game, pitched a shutout the first two quarters. Easton Gibbs, 9 total tackles, led the way, 1 sack, and 2 tackles for loss. Wyoming had 5 sacks in total in this game, with Omotosho getting 3 of those, as well as 3 tackles for losses, just a monster on defense. They also had 2 interceptions, with Sayanoa and Stone getting those, and they were really just clicking on all cylinders. As for the team stats for Wyoming, they were really solid overall, close to 300 total yards all in all. And they were able to just control the clock, controlled it for 36 minutes through the entire ball game. So they were just able to keep Northern Colorado off the field. And that's how you win these tough ball games. Decent on third down as well, a little bit under 50%, 8 of 18 that helped out. Also went for it on fourth twice and were able to get it one time. So really effective game for Wyoming. Do need to cut down the penalties just a little bit. Had 7 as a team for 57 yards. And overall, though, a really solid game for the Cowboys to put them at 2-1 on the season. No turnovers as well, so a very efficient game. Now, let's go over to Air Force, who, unfortunately for the state of Colorado, just could not get it going this past week. Colorado, the Buffaloes, ended up losing to the Air Force Falcons this past weekend, 41-10. Now, we all know the Air Force is an absolute monster when it comes to the running game with that triple option that they run, and very well, if I do say so myself. Daniels, the quarterback, like I said, he ain't going to be doing much throwing. And when I say that, he went 1 of 5 for 8 yards in total. So you can definitely tell they're all about that running game. Brad Roberts led the way, 24 carries, 174 yards total, a 7.3 average, and 3 touchdowns. Have yourself a day, good sir. That now puts him 5th in terms of rushing yards on the season with 288. And my goodness, man, Air Force just would not let up. Eldridge III had 8 carries for 88 yards and a touchdown. Daniels, the quarterback out there with his legs, 9 carries for 29 and a score. And a whole lot of other guys got some good rushing yards as well. Jeremiah, when I saw this, I couldn't believe it. Because the total team stat for this Air Force offense, right? 70 carries for 435 yards and 5 scores. Like, that's crazy. I get they run that triple option, man, but that's still crazy to see. So, yeah, definitely if you are Wyoming, I would say prepare for the run. Just a slight hint, and see, just go from there. But, yeah, the defense did really good, too, as well. Like I said, 3 of 4 quarters, they didn't allow any points. They were doing really well. Michael Mack, the second, led the way in terms of tackles with 6 on the day. Only 1 sack as a team. You're going to have to get that up this upcoming game here. And 3 tackles for loss. Cambry Goff got an interception as well. And they were looking really good. The kickers looked solid. And just this Air Force team was just imposing their will, man. Like I mentioned, time possession for Wyoming, they got it last week. And now Air Force really controlled it this past week. 38 minutes and 22 seconds, they had the ball in their possession. And they were looking really good. Needs to work on the third down efficiency a little bit more, even though, like I said, they did get a blowout win. Just 4 of 12. I think if you can get that up just a little bit more, that'd be helpful. 443 total yards. And like I said, the majority of that was in the running game. And just absolutely phenomenal. Only 3 penalties as a squad. Did have 3 turnovers, however, so you do need to work on that. But overall, man, this Air Force team is just amazing with that triple option. Go check out the highlights, man. They are an absolute factory when it comes to that. So for a final score for this one, I think the Air Force has just got the hot hand right now. Even though Wyoming did have a good win last week, I am going to go right now with a final score of the Air Force Falcons getting the W in this one, 35, and the Wyoming Cowboys, 17. I think it's going to be a great game this upcoming Friday. And I can't wait for Air Force to watch that triple option. And it's going to be a light show, man. It's going to be fun to watch.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And I cannot wait to see this as well. And I know all of our Air Force and Wyoming fans cannot wait to see what happens in this matchup. Well, for all of our Air Force and Wyoming fans, tell us in the comments, what do you think the final score will be? Do you agree with our final score? Do you think that Wyoming can pull it out? Do you think that Air Force is going to be on top? We want to hear from you. So put that into the comments, either on YouTube or on Facebook or even over on LinkedIn. We love to speak to our people over on LinkedIn. And if you're listening right now to our podcast, thank you. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. Our podcast is available anywhere you listen to podcasts, including over on Apple. You can just look up your Apple podcast and look up 100 Yards of Football, or on Spotify. Spotify is where I usually listen to my podcast. So I like to pull up my Spotify app, go to search, hit 100 Yards of Football. Boom, you'll see exactly what you're seeing on your screen right now. Or if you're listening to us, you're already there. Well, if you listen to us anywhere else, like Amazon, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or Google Podcasts, you can just go and look for the same thing there, 100 Yards of Football, and we will be there for you time in and time out with new episodes pretty much daily. Especially right now during the football season, you're going to want to get over there and check those out. One other thing I would like to tell you is that our history specials go back hundreds of episodes, so you can have lots of great football coverage to listen to. That's what we call evergreen, which means you can listen to it anytime you want to, year in, year out, for 10, 20 years from now. It's great content with historic players, with historic broadcasters, and with the other people that we work with every single week. So that's just like a great place to be. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, thank you so much for that incredible coverage of the NCAA Week 3 Air Force Falcons versus the Wyoming Cowboys. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and stay tuned because we'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.